riding with two buddies up to Prudhoe, and the two of them had stopped to tighten up something on one of their racks, and we were, I guess, about 60 miles west of Watson Lake, and about 5 minutes after they dropped back, I heard a sound behind me kind of breathing, and I thought one of them had caught up, and I turned over and looked to my right, and there was a wolf just running along right beside my bike, right behind my bike, and it was kind of wild. I wasn't expecting it, so my first thought was, wow, that's a huge dog. And right after I had that thought, though, he lunged forward and snapped up at my foot, and so I switched my bike up into high gear and kind of got the adrenaline shot, and I reached up. I've got bear spray in my handlebar bag, and I sprayed him in the face, and he backed up about 20 feet, and I thought he was going to stop, and I thought, oh, what a wild story. You know, I'm glad that's over. And then he kept running again and came back up to the back of my bike and actually attacked the back of my bike and ended up ripping the bag that I carry my tent stakes and poles in, ripped it off the back of my bike and spilled it all over the highway. And so at that point, I turned around and sprayed him again, and he backed up about 20 feet. And I just kept pedaling and pedaling and pedaling and was thinking, wow, this is, you know, he's not going away. And so every time he would come up, he a couple times just kept coming up towards my bike to attack it again. I just kept putting a quick spray, a bear spray, you know, in the air behind me, and that would slow him down. And then I heard a car coming around the corner, and I was really relieved. I thought, okay, great, if I can just keep him far enough back and go fast enough, they'll stop and I'll jump in and it's over. And this 18-wheeler came around the corner, and he slowed down. I thought, okay, great, the wolf's, you know, 20, 30 feet back, I can probably do this. And he slowed down, looked at me, looked at the wolf, and then just sped back up and drove off. And that actually ended up happening with four separate cars. Some folks pointed, one car stopped and took pictures, and they could just kept going, though. All I was thinking is, oh, I've seen all these shows, and wolves just run their prey till they get tired, and then they, you know, then they get them. And I came around this corner, and there was a hill, and I just thought, oh, you know, this is it. And so I just started, you know, racing through my head, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? And I guess the only thought I had was that I can just get off my bike and kind of squat behind it, and I've got, you know, half a can of bear spray left, and that'll have to do it. And right at that moment, another RV came around the corner, and then I just got myself in the center of the road, and then he actually sped up and then just went right in front of me and kind of parked at a 45 right in front of me, just slammed on the brakes. It was kind of funny. I ran to the back door of the RV and it was locked, and I was actually in the process of trying to jump up through one of their windows, just screaming, and, you know, I'm sure it's sounding great. And the guy threw open the passenger side door, and I jumped in there. I shut the door, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and right when the door shut, the wolf jumped on my bike and started attacking my tent bag again. And at that point, a bunch of other cars pulled up and were honking at it, and it was just sitting over my bike. Like, I think, you know, I thought maybe it was a killer. I don't know what it thought it was, but it was just sitting there, and people were honking and yelling, and finally someone got out and threw a metal water bottle and hit it in the head. And it ran off.